Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
And I am Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. All right. We're going to start off this episode like we do every week. And that is sharing one of you amazing listeners who are using our hashtag on Instagram. The hashtag is STR Share Sunday. STR, of course, stands for short-term rental. Nettie, who is using our hashtag?
All right. This week we are highlighting Camp Caribou Yurt. Ooh. Again, that's at Camp Caribou Yurt. And I'm just going to say, Lee is onto something amazing here. She has a yurt that she built right outside of Glacier National Park. Side note, I worked at Glacier National Park college.
What did you do in college? What was your major?
Anthropology.
So
but I worked at a resort there, believe it or not.
I love it.
Please go follow her on Instagram. This yurt, you hear yurt, you're like, it is decked out.
No, it's good.
We got stainless steel appliances in here. I mean, I want to go hang out here immediately. So she's really,
oh wow.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
It's so good, you guys.
Sarah and I are not going to be able to do it justice. The design is wonderful. The layout is wonderful. There seems to be a ton of natural light here. And the one thing I don't think anybody can replace here is the location.
Mm.
So I know that a lot of people are going to want to be getting out to national parks this summer. So please follow Lee and at Camp Caribou Yurt. And I'm definitely, the next time I visit Glacier, going to have to stay with her. So
absolutely.
Thanks for using our hashtag, Lee. And if you haven't used our hashtag yet, please do, because we'd love to highlight you and use our hashtag STR Share Sunday. But Sarah, let's get on to our guest today.
This show is going to be so great. We have Yah Barago. She is a tech entrepreneur, philanthropist, mentor, and the co-founder and CEO of FemBnB, the first social networking vacation and STR platform for women by women that allows women to rent their spaces to other women in hopes of maximizing safety, peace of mind, comfort, along with AI-powered travel companion to help plan their trip from start to finish. Yah, we cannot wait to dig into your story. Welcome to the show.
Thank you both for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, this is going to be very special. Yah, tell us more about your background, your history, and then how you were inspired to start FemBnB.
Thank you so much for that question. So I grew up in Canada, but originally from Ghana. So I'm based in Canada right now. I'm a lover of travel. I love traveling. I also am a lover of tech. I've been in tech for the past 11 years as an IT consultant, as well as a business system analyst for different companies. And loving travel so much, I decided to, you know, travel to Rome and a few other places for my 30th birthday, because my friends ended up billing out on me. I just travel, you know, alone. And the first incident actually happened in Paris. A friend of mine, a guy that I haven't spoken to for a very long time, decided to, you know what, he'd be able to pick me up from the airport. Unfortunately, he left me stranded. And thank goodness I actually connected with someone on Facebook prior to me going to Paris. So the person came to rescue me, basically, and made my trip really, really amazing. And then the second, I guess, the main incident that I guess, you know, really defined the actual moment for me was when I had rented a space from an Airbnb host. He was actually supposed to pick me up from a metro station in Rome. When I got there, he did know that I was actually coming by myself as a solo traveler. He agreed to pick me up, but unfortunately, when I got there, he's like, he's with someone else, so with another client, so I should just walk to the apartment. And it was then that I was actually sexually harassed in front of the apartment. Even walking back to the metro station to get help felt like 100 years. So when I voiced out my concern to him, he was kind enough to find me another place that was about maybe a few blocks away. But one of the things that he said was, oh, this happens all the time. Nothing will happen to you. And I guess this is something that was an occurrence, something that he cannot really control. That's what he said. And he's like, oh, you know, the guys are just, they're not going to do anything to you, basically. That's what he basically said that. And I was so shocked. And I'm like, do other women complain about this? Like, yeah, people do complain, but really there's nothing that he can do. So it was that moment that it was a defining moment for me. So when I returned back to Toronto, I had a conversation with several women, actually a lot of women, and not even several women, a lot of women. And I found out that this is an issue that actually does happen often. I even started doing some market validation, speaking to some Airbnb hosts, as well as even guests. And I had a friend that had traveled from UK to New York, and she rented an Airbnb apartment. The host tried to kiss her without her permission. So she had to leave that apartment that same night. Also, there was a host that essentially had to basically change her profile picture on Airbnb with her profile picture, making it seem like she's actually has a man beside her. So she doesn't get creepy guys really, renting her space because mm-hmm. she had an incident like that. So it was through those, you know, conversations that I found out that this is an actual issue. I'm not the only one that have experienced this, and there needs to be a solution for this. So I decided to create FemBnB, and FemBnB, aside from us being a home sharing vacation rental platform for women, we also really emphasize on community and really emphasize on women connecting with other women when they do travel. Mm. Because through that, I mean, connecting with a lady when I was on Facebook basically helped me around when I was in Paris. So I figured this is an essential thing to actually have for women that are traveling solo. And especially now, solo travel, I mean, prior to the pandemic, was a huge trend. On Google alone in 2019, there was over 215% jump from solo travel searches.
Wow.
So this was something that I figured I needed to really get done, and not for me, but also for women all over the world. And that is how I created FemBnB. So it's basically, as you guys described, you know, women renting spaces with other women. And just to get it clear, it's not just women, right? As a female, if you're coming with a man, all you just need to do is let the host know in advance that you're coming with someone. Same as the host, you have to let the guest know there's someone there. And of course, it's based on their own discretion if they want to go ahead and book or confirm the booking. So, but we really emphasize on the fact that, you know, we are a community and we want to make sure that women are staying connected no matter where they go.
Wow.
Love it. So you have the idea. Well, you had the defining moments. Mm-hmm. You have the idea. How long ago did you launch FemB&B? And if, if Sarah and I wanted to get involved as host or travelers, can you kind of walk us through what that experience is? So our listeners, when they go to your site, which by the way, we'll have it in the show notes, but it's FemB&B.com. Talk us through how we would become hosts on your platform and how we would travel and what are the fee? Are there fees involved? Talk us through that, please.
So currently right now, we do have a membership fee. A membership fee is actually $4.99 a lifetime. So that means that when you do pay that membership fee, you get access to everything, including all the additional services that we provide, which is our AI itineraries and also our AI travel assistants. You get all that. However, we are waiving that membership fee for anybody that's registering right now. So you as a woman can go on and register and the membership fee is waived. However, we do verify your government ID. Right now, we also do verification for email as well as phone number. We go as far as even doing video verification if you feel like your identity we're not too sure about that. So that's what we do to actually part of our onboarding process. For hosts, we do require some documentation regarding your property to verify that you do own the property or you are renting the space or, you know, you're staying there. So because, of course, there's been some incidences where, you know, there's some ghost spaces. We want to make sure that, you know, women are actually going into spaces that are actually verified. So that's how basically we do our onboarding is. So for hosts, once you're verified, you can basically access everything. That means going through the whole listing flow and adding your property to that. So once you provide your documentation after the verification, we actually do go ahead and approve it. So after you do list, it does not automatically go on the website right away. We have to actually review the content, review everything before we go ahead and approve it. So it is pretty simple. It's just that our verification process is a bit different from others.
Well, it's the most important part of your process. I think it's the differentiator, you know? I know that we've obviously, with Sarah and I's work, we hear stories all the time of people getting duped. You know, they show up at the address like, oh, this one's booked. We're taking you somewhere else. And it's kind of feels there's a multitude of scams, but on both sides, guest and host. So I think we appreciate your verification process and that time that it takes is the differentiator there for sure.
Mm-hmm. And just to add to that, with hosts right now, hosts, even though, yes, I'm, you know, I have that experience through a traveling experience, we also do put host safety as priority as well. So we're going as far as even partnering with a company that would actually help hosts do their own verification after we do our own verification. And that will automatically have a guarantee insurance after they go ahead and verify the guests. So we are putting all those things in place to make sure that it's not only guest safety, but of course the host safety is also addressed.
Interesting. Okay.
Have you had a chance to connect with users and in terms of hosts and travelers, and what has their feedback been using FemB&B versus or in conjunction with the traditional platforms like Airbnb and Vrbo? Are they seeing a difference? Are they feeling more comfortable? What's their feedback?
So currently right now, we just recently launched just a few months ago. So we're pretty new. Mm-hmm. However, you know, we are getting a lot of good feedback. And of course, we are a new platform. So we're also getting some feedback to iterate our platform. Mm-hmm. So far, the feedback has been great. People are actually waiting for us to release the other services that we have. So the feedback has been great in terms of the flow and everything like that on the website or on the platform. It is pretty user-friendly. And women do even have a sense of comfort or peace, even when they see the actual platform, the colors and everything like that. So we've gotten a lot of good feedback, and we're hoping to get more to continue to make our service better and iterate our platform and iterate the technology that we're using.
And it's my understanding too, that it's not just connecting travelers with hosts in a safe community, a safe space, but also that you're trying to build a community outside of this connection. So what is that community, where do you see that community going within FemBnB? What do you want to do with that?
So that is actually one of the core differentiator, right? Among other companies that's out there. So with that, we're hoping to actually be the number one sustainable global, I guess, travel company hub for women hosts and guests. So that is women hosts and guests can come on there, connect with other women, also able to even play travel games together, create a whole itinerary either spontaneously or either share it with other people. So we're not, yes, you're connecting with other women through that community, but you're also having other services. You utilize other services. And at any point of utilizing those services, you're also able to connect with people. So
yeah.
it is, it's a different technology that we're using. So we are actually an end-to-end travel and host solution for women.
How do you, with your background in technology, how was that build out process? And is it ever changing? Did you have to create it from scratch? Like, just curious, how was that whole build out?
So, oh my God, thank you for that question, actually. That build up, I mean, coming in an industry where there's already a huge giant, I mean, there's a giant, right? Airbnb and Verbal, there are giants in the industry. So coming in as a new entrepreneur in tech, it is quite frightening. However, because you have to think of, you know, the type of product you need to develop to, of course, match up or even be better than what's currently out there. So for the first 2 years, it was quite difficult. We did build everything from scratch, but the mistake that we did was wanting everything in all together at once,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And so that basically actually delayed us. So the whole, our MVP was delayed because of that. So we built everything from scratch. So what you see right now it's not a WordPress. Everything is built, coded all the way from scratch. And we're continuing to add on to that. So we are hoping to, of course, get our app going, then have the whole community and other things, that other services that we're planning to, of course, release all on that app.
It's so smart.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because I think you just nailed it. Like, there are giants out there, but what happens when there's giants out there, people then start to look for a smaller niche product. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're creating something that once they've understand the giant, people are going to start looking for maybe a smaller product. Because I even know myself, and we love Airbnb, but like it can be very overwhelming, extremely, extremely overwhelming. Like I know whenever we have to like carve out time, sit down and just know that we're going to go into like this abyss of listings. And so that's where I think a niche product too, especially as travelers become more comfortable with your site and then more hosts are on it, it'll be their go-to too for their traveling.
Well, and just reiterating what you already know, yeah, because you're doing it, but I love how you're making host-to-host interaction, guest-to-guest interaction. Can everyone interact with each other? Is that the goal? Like guest-to-host, host-to-guest?
Yeah. Correct.
It makes it now, you know, it just makes, like you said, it's social and it's a booking platform, and there's a lot of power behind that. And I know you're not stopping there either, just the community online, but you also have a larger initiative that you're tacking on to what you're building here with FemBnB. So can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So basically we have FemBnB is the umbrella. And that is basically what the company's, you know, safety and for guests and hosts is our mission,
right?
You know, really providing that. So within that, we also have a feature called Her Community, right? So her community is where the actual social networking actually happens. So within that her community, it is actually powered by artificial intelligence. So when someone automatically is part of our platform, they automatically get accepted on her community. So when they come on there, just, you know, either plan your trips or connect with the people, they do have to take a test, you know, and that test is actually the first thing they do when they come there. They don't take that test again. That test allows us to kind of figure exactly what kind of traveler they are or what kind of host they are, you know, who we can actually connect them with and people that they have similar interests with. So with that, we're able to curate also the AI travel itinerary that they decide to opt for, or even curate, you know, the friends that they're looking for when they do go to, they travel to a certain place, or even if it's a local trip, they can connect to someone. We also have, we are also going to have some games on there. So interactive games that when you travel to certain places, you can basically play that game, gain points, and the points you can use it towards your travel expenses
or
any charitable organization of your choice. So these are things that we're putting in place, and we're hoping to really develop a robust technology for women travelers and hosts to, one, ensure that credibility between women travelers and hosts are, you know, are at the highest, as well as, of course, making sure that the safety, right, is there, and for women to also connect and find other women around the world.
How powerful.
Love it. Well, Sarah and I are going to have to sign up like when we're done here. What do you see for, we know that you have a philanthropic part of your organization also. Can you, I know that our listeners are already hopefully going online and wanting to become a part of your community, but can we talk about that philanthropy too, just that another layer of give back that you're doing with your company?
I've always had a passion project for the past 10 to 11 years. It's a nonprofit organization that I started at the age of 23. So we were doing a lot of youth development programs in Canada, and also a lot of work with kids in Africa. So I've always had that philanthropy or philanthropist, I guess, trait of me, because I love that. It's a passion of mine. So starting FemBNB, I wanted to kind of bridge that passion as well and really ensure that, you know, we're not only helping women, right, that can travel, that are privileged to travel, but we're also helping people that are not privileged. Mm-hmm. And that means that with every transaction, a portion of that actually goes towards fighting menstrual equity for girls in Africa. And that means, you know, providing them menstrual products and providing them any resources that they need to really help them as girls coming up as adults. So that is the other hand of FemBNB. So with that experience, or with my passion in philanthropy, I really wanted to find a way to connect that and be able to help women that are privileged, but at the same time, girls that are not. So, and that is how this came about.
Talk to us about the importance of these young women in Africa having access to menstrual hygiene products. Like, why? I feel like a lot of people may not even think about like the impact that has on a young woman. And so I would love for you to just drive that home a little bit more, because I think that message is really important for our listeners to know and understand.
Certainly. So I've worked with thousands of girls especially in countries such as Ghana. And one of the issues that we found was that most of them don't have access to even menstrual products. So most of them, when they do get their menses or they get their periods, mm-hmm. I should say, they basically have to stay home. So they miss school, right? A lot of them are also There's a lot of stigma around that in Africa. Some of them have to basically leave their family for some time. And that means that they miss out on a lot of things that they need to actually grow.
Right.
So, and with poverty too, sometimes people just can't afford it, right? They can't afford to buy the menstrual products and everything like that. So with our initiative, we're hoping to provide that and really help girls to stay in school, because once they are able to stay in school, we are able to also help them to become leaders in their community, to be able to help other girls that are coming up. So menstrual equity is not a privilege to a lot of, you know, girls in Africa. And we're hoping to actually change that. And we're hoping to change that through initiatives like FemBNB.
This is a small segue, but I want our listeners to know this, because I was at fault for this. I used to not provide anything for women in my short-term rentals. And when I say for women, menstrual products, I went to a speech and the person there was talking about menstrual equity. And I just started thinking, mm-hmm. We provide toilet paper to every guest.
Right.
This is something else just natural that happens. Why am I not providing this for my guests? And I went out the next day and made that an amenity in my short-term rental. So if you are listening right now and you do not provide anything like that for your guests, I encourage you. To me now, that is just a basic amenity, like having hand soap and toilet paper. And that's something that Sarah and I, you know, we want people to know that. That's, let that guest know that they are welcome in your home by providing those menstrual products, because I was completely at fault and did not provide anything for quite some time in my rentals. And I now see that I was really missing the mark there. I'm not sure who it's helped, but I'm sure it has helped some, especially if they're out of town and traveling and aren't prepared for that. That can be a not fun day, a not fun night, you know, to try to get that. So if anybody's listening and you don't provide that, I hope that this episode, you go out tomorrow and provide that in your short-term rentals. So we can even help a little bit there, our guests, and be more hospitable in that way. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's something we need to do an episode about. Yeah. With some people in there. Yeah, we hope, like, listeners, if she has not inspired you, because she's doing the tech, she's doing the travel, she's doing the philanthropy. I mean, check yourself, because she has brought so much inspiration, I know, to Sarah and I today. Yeah, where can they reach out to you? Obviously, we want everybody to go to FemBNB and sign up, but where can they find you online, or how could they reach out to you if they have any questions about joining the platform?
So I'm, you know, available on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. So it is Ya Priscilla Barago. I'm also available on Instagram at Ya_Barago. Everywhere is Ya Barago. my email, actually, they can reach me personally by YaBarago@FemBNB.com if they have any questions for me. But yeah, that is it. Literally on social media, Ya Barago everywhere.
Okay, and we'll make sure to link to that in our show notes, listeners, in case you're driving or running. Yeah, before we sign off, is there anything else that we haven't asked you that you think our audience needs to know about, or you want to share before we sign off?
No, I would just tell, you know, women, if you're listening, to just help support our mission by signing up with us and to promote safety, basically maximizing safety and peace of mind for women around the world. So yeah, support our mission.
Awesome. Yeah. So listeners, do us a favor. Please follow Ya on her social media. Send her an email if this impacted you, and sign up to be a part of FemBNB.
And, you know, for our gentlemen listening out there, you know, we don't want you to feel in any way, shape, or form not included in this conversation. As Ya said, you know, male companions with their female travelers are welcome. But if there's anything that you can do at your short-term rentals to ensure the safety of all your guests, no matter who they identify as, just remember that it's not just about selling your space every night. You are welcoming a human being underneath your roof, and their safety needs to be our top priority. So really, this is just a safety episode. And yeah, you are niching down with women traveling, and we just love what you're doing. And if we can continue to help you in any way, please don't hesitate to let us know. Listeners, like Annette said, reach out to Ya, tell her she's doing an amazing job, go to her platform, check it out. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.